let's talk a little bit, Alexis. You had a chance to tour through Novus and Pfizer and Monsanto, some pretty big agribusiness companies here in St. Louis. What was your impression of today's tour?
I found it very, very interesting. It was really neat that they were interested in us, like undergrads, before we graduated, just to see the kind of jobs opportunities we have in the science field, because I feel like a lot of times colleges, they don't portray to us all the opportunities we have in the science field. You know, it's basically, oh, you want to be a doctor, a nurse, or, you know, I don't know. They don't tell us all the different things we can do. So it's kind of neat to see these different businesses that are local that are interested in us.
Did it surprise you? And I think it did me a little bit at our first stop at Novus. Some of the folks, they might have had a biology degree or an agriculture background, but they ended up in a totally different part of the company. And then you had folks who didn't have that background at all, and they were more on the agribusiness side.
Yeah, I found that very interesting. And I think that's what's kind of nice about, like, Novus, a smaller company, is if you get bored with working in the chemistry side, I think they're willing to train you to work in a biology setting or in marketing or sales. You know, they kind of comfort to your needs when they really care about you. And you can tell that at the businesses we went to today. I felt like all the employees were cared for and they enjoyed working at their places, which are important.
does that I guess make you feel a little bit better that you know you can do more with your degree than maybe just what you might be pigeonholed in maybe with your original thinking when you're getting your degree?
Yeah, that does like kind of comfort me, you know, because right now I'm really interested in chemistry, but you know, it's kind of nice to know that I'm not stuck there for the rest of my life. You know, if I get bored with it, these companies are willing to cater to that. And
excellent. What are you going to take back to your classrooms? I mean, obviously, you know, you have your academic setting. You learn things there. You learn things in this real-world setting. What will you take back to your classroom to maybe help your studies and maybe help your classmates?
I guess, well, one thing is, you know, explaining to other people, like, the kind of job opportunities there are out there. You don't have to go into medicine. You don't have to go into, you know, being a dentist or anything. If you don't do well in your MCATs or your PCATs or something, you know, these companies are willing to open up jobs for you and maybe, you know, supply you with further training down the road. Maybe you're not ready for grad school right now, but some of these companies are willing to pay for you to do that and further your education later when maybe you're more mature and maybe a little more knowledgeable once you work out in the field a little bit more and have more knowledge in that area.